The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Speaking of redneck fun,
ride a horse.
So I've looked this up, Fat Boy, and I cannot find on the interwebs the reason why. But in Somerset, Kentucky, you ever been there?
I don't know. I got to look it up, see where it's at.
I've probably driven through there. I don't think that I've been to Somerset, but apparently it's like, you know, around like small towns, at least around here, if they ever say historic downtown, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking hate on this either, because our downtown is not even recognizable anymore. And that's good and bad. Like, our downtown Greenville is not recognizable. I went away the other day that I haven't went in quite some time, and I'm like, where in the hell did that building come from?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, I've been here, yeah. Pretty.
Like, they built it at nighttime or something.
This isn't too far from Corbin, which I've definitely been to Corbin. It's the first ever KFC.
Yeah.
And the museum.
So anyway, they have they had this big town thing. Anyway, the historical thing. What that means is they haven't went in and sold all the property out to developers that are going to bring in big brand companies.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I think of historic downtown Greer. Like historic downtown.
Which looks great, man. It really does.
What's the other historic downtowns? There's many.
Spartan.
Historic downtown Spartan. Yeah.
Abbeville, I guess you could say.
Spartanburg, yeah. Let me tell you, I love you, Spartanburger Stadium.
Real
I do.
Nice.
Had a great time out there. Yeah, sans parking. But don't go the way we did. I'm telling you.
No.
Don't go as far as Greenville did.
Fifth Third Park's nice.
It's just too much. I mean, it's like, come
Greenville's
on,
too much?
Yeah, it's gotten too much.
Why?
You think it's gotten too big?
Too big for the britches.
I want it bigger.
Yeah, I would like it bigger, like bigger than Charlotte, bigger than Atlanta,
yeah,
type big.
I want this market
bigger. No. It's too many. It'd be more people.
For us, it'd be good.
Maybe that'll finally change some Lars around here. However you say it.
Lars?
I want to gamble, man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Somerset, Kentucky, where Fat Boy's now been. Yesterday, they had some big, Saturday, they had some big event out there that 45,000 people showed up for.
I swear, every bit of them, too, if you look at the video.
This website says 35,000. This paper says 45,000. So anywhere between, it's like WrestleMania 3. Nobody knows if there was 30,000 people there or 97,000 people.
Know.
Who knows? But anyway, they had a replica of one of the General Lees from the Great Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
You know, on that show, there were dozens and dozens and dozens of General Lees because they'd crash them all the time.
So just like so many Damians and wrestling, I'm sure there are a lot of Frankies too.
Probably a bunch of them. So they had the 35 to 45,000 people show up to watch. They have this big historic fountain in the middle of the city. God. Big fountain.
Is it blue? I think I saw.
Yeah.
It. Oh, that was
the
so
blue
cool.
water fountain.
Yeah.
Well, how many Dukes of Hazzard General Lees are jumping fountains?
I don't know. I just saw that.
The blue one?
Yeah.
They're going to go to Vegas next and go to.
Well, I remember.
God, what's the name of that hotel?
The one with the big fountain.
Yeah,
I've never been, but what is it? It's famous.
Sounds like Spoleto, but that's a festival in Asheville.
Not Caesars. It's not in front of Caesars.
No.
Right?
No. But anyway, 150 feet jumped. We got some audio to play for you. Now you're going to be like, "Oh, it sounds like a car jumping." Well, that's what the audio is. So the first verse, well, I don't know that it's, if you haven't seen the video, I don't know hearing awesome. That done anything for
That was
you.
Three different cuts coming together from different angles.
Okay. Too. I was wondering, like, this sounded like three or four different jumps.
Yeah.
You hear the metal crashing, well, like the kit. I don't think the car's ever going to run again.
I came in here and I was like, did you see that? And Fat Boy's like, yeah. And but the version I saw was from, I got to try to explain this to you because we're on the radio, so I got to think, like, let's say there's a line from point A to point B, but right in the middle of A to B is the fountain. I'm watching from point B down here on the other side of the jump.
Which is where most people were.
Fat Boy was watching point A, watching the beginning, and only seeing the jump, but seeing that it landed, but not too much description of.
Yeah, from the back.
That son of a gun, when he landed, the bumper fell off. I feel like one of the quarter panels fell off.
Yeah, that from the side of the door. I saw.
Yeah. And then hits the, you know, the big barriers they fill with water, which are, that's such a smart thing to do. Like, yep. It doesn't, it's not concrete. It's not, you're going
cement.
To, it's just going to, like, stop it and jar it, but it ain't going to be a whole big thing. That son of a bitch rode up, and if they'd not been there, he would have literally ran over the cameraman and, like, a couple dozen people.
He almost took the cameraman out.
But from the version that's been, the main version that's been put out, you only see this beautiful jump of that thing jumping over the, through the water, too. He didn't even clear the water. He drew through the water and then landed that thing. But when you see the other version, you're like, holy crap.
See, the people that were at the fountain, they were kind of, I don't know what the buildup was to the event. I don't know if it was a festival.
It doesn't say.
Look how it landed right here. The front end of the car is dented.
Yeah. So yeah, it didn't. Gone. It didn't.
Oh, when they brought the car back up the hill, people were trying to take selfies with it and pictures.
Take selfies with the car.
It is effed.
It'll be a Comic-Con Greenville this year. Take a picture
book
with
it,
the,
Rob.
The wreck General Lee. Okay. See, this is why you go to page 2 of Google. Page 1 is nothing but ads.
Well, they flood it so much, page 1.
So page 2 now says that it was something called Somerset's 25th Annual Classic Car Event. And John Snyder was there signing autographs. But Luke had prior commitments, so they got Coy Duke. Remember Coy Duke?
No.
The guy's name is Byron Cherry. It's when Dukes of Hazzard ended and
Byron.
Like John Snyder and Tom Wopat, they said, hey, we're going to go on to do movies and stuff. I think John Snyder wanted to be a preacher or something.
Is that the autograph you would need is Snyder's?
Yeah.
So would you have driven up there knowing he was there?
No.
Okay. I thought there was one missing from your collection. I didn't know if it was his.
I got that set of the cards from Panini, but I did finish that, though.
Okay.
I got Daisy Duke, I got Luke Duke, and I got Bo Duke on their autograph cards.
Well, you just need a Chad Duke now, and you'll have the whole set.
That'd be the best.
Who wants to drive to Florida?
Not me.
Do they do this every year, I think, jump a car?
It's the 25th annual. Yeah, maybe they... Some kind of stunt. I tell you, I can't imagine that a small town like that could afford the insurance on it. Because when we've done stunty things, like that time old former intern Flying Brian was put into the ice and he was frozen.
Oh.
24 hours?
Yeah. We had to pay, the company paid like a crazy amount of insurance for that. Like,
just for the one stunt?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, just a insurance policy. Yeah. But it was for charity, so it was okay.
Didn't we put him up on a billboard, or was that?
That was Joey.
Oh, that's right.
There was no insurance on that one.
No. If you fall, you fall.
There was no insurance on that one.
$45,000 only because it was General Lee, right? I don't know if that would have drawn.
I mean, like.
Or maybe.
People love cars. It's 25th. Yeah, car event. I mean, it's in Kentucky. You got that or whatever.
It's not original. It's a replica.
Yeah, we said that. But like this, it wasn't even one of the Duke boys. It was a guy named Raymond Kahn.
Oh, I didn't even think about who's in the car.
The stunt driver.
Like if he was okay or not.
Yeah, and you see his son, apparently. He's the guy that takes off running, thinking like,
oh, yeah, so
wrong with his dad. Oh, I thought you would use the fun little Best Damn Audio thing. Is that only when it's both of us?
You want the intro?
Damn.
I mean, I do like that intro a lot.
Right, hang on,
and I just don't want to confuse people and think it's going to be a big plethora of sound bites coming their way. This is just one, but...
Right, just one.
I love it so much.
The best. Damn.
Bam! Damn!
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Okay, so Bill Cosby, you're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's
unfortunately,
my mother and my aunt met him years ago at the Myrtle Beach Palace. where he was performing. My mother got me an autographed baseball.
From Bill Cosby.
I remember when he was at the Peace Center, actually.
Well, he also would, he went down to Little John before.
Mm-hmm. Does that hurt him in the memorabilia market if they sign something that's kind of foreign to him? Or I guess it don't matter.
Well, that was at a weird time when you were just getting baseball signed by anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some people still do that, but like, I don't have it anymore. I've since sold it.
Probably good, because, you know, that might be considered.
You know, it's weird. We talk about the Menendez brothers freaking card. Freaking Aaron Hernandez autographed card still go for buku's money.
God.
It's just, but you got to think, there's people that are really lucky into murder, like white women. They love it.
They really love it.
They do. They love a good mystery likely someone lost their life. It's interesting.
I don't know why.
Well, it's just a good mystery. But so Cosby, he's done all kind of stuff. Not just the Cosby Show, not just the movies and this, that, or the other.
He was Ghost Dad.
He was Ghost Dad.
Yeah.
They never did the sequel. But they kind of give it away at the... But there's been other movies where you're like, all right, this is done. There ain't no way.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, lightning strikes Jason, and he's back alive. So there's this show, Groucho Marx used to do it, called You Bet Your Life. And it's basically where it's a little game show. Two people would come on there, and he'd ask them a series of questions and blah, blah, blah. This woman that is on the show, you will soon find out why we're even playing this. I don't know that I could even set it up better than to just play this for you, but this lady is telling Bill Cosby where she's from in South Carolina.
I'm originally from North South Carolina.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know too many people from Cheltenham talk like that.
Well, I lived over 25 years down south.
What was the name of the place?
North.
Noweth?
No. N-O-R-T-H. Noweth. It's in South Carolina. In South Carolina, there's a little town called Due West, and
slow down. In what, North Carolina?
No, South Carolina. In South Carolina, there's a little town called Due West, and North is 90 miles southeast of Due West. The capital, Columbia. You understand?
I was doing fine until you came out here. Then you started talking, I got lost. And I'm not in the car, and I didn't care to go anywhere. Now you have me someplace, I have no idea where I am. I'm in a town north south of Due West. Where am I?
It's North, South Carolina.
I'm North, South Carolina.
North, comma, South Carolina.
I'm North, comma is the name.
No, you put a comma in between North and South Carolina.
I'm in the state of South Carolina,
right.
But I'm in the city called North.
It's not a city, it's a town.
A town.
She should have said Donald's first off.
It's a
town.
So I looked it up.
She's so patient, though.
So Noweth,
I don't know it.
Noweth, South Carolina is actually near Orangeburg.
God, I've been down there so much, too.
Yeah, I've never
heard of it.
I knew there was a Noweth, South Carolina, but so I looked up. I mean, that show's from the 90s, so I'm like, I wonder if that woman is still alive. And, in fact, her name is Miss Rose, and she's 95 years old now.
Do you know anything else about her? Because I bet you she was a teacher.
Beautiful Christian woman, it says here.
Well, that's a given.
No, it doesn't. Why do you think she's a teacher?
Well, the fact that she even, you know, not the fact that she knew about a comma, but where to put it. And she was kind of well-spoken.
Maybe she's filled out a letter before.
I mean, come on.
A postcard. I mean, don't you think?
She had to have been a teacher.
Noweth. I love the way she said it. It wasn't a city. It was a town.
Where do you live in South Carolina? No. Like,
are we going to see that that good old Southern twang, is it, will it leave us? Like, I don't imagine women today are going to pick that up all of a sudden, because they've all, a lot of them have been,
they talk too fast,
done like that, you know.
I can't even
they don't know the difference between a city and a town.
They don't even say full words.
Knoweth,
bro can't even
I despise being called a bra.
And if it, like, you know, makes me sound old because, you know,
Paige hates wearing one.
Because we use full words, that's cool.
Well, it's
I'll take that.
Well, it's like I've said before, everybody likes, not everyone, but the term rom-com. But prior to that, no one ever said romantic comedy.
I didn't either.
That's true.
It's a love story.
It's stupid. They just said what the movie was.
I want to hear a romantic comedy, or I want a rom-com.
What kind of music do you like? Rhythm and blues?
What about Hijinks and Sue? Nobody uses that much anymore.
Do you like country and western? Like, what was that? Country and western, rhythm and blues. But suddenly, rhythm and blues just was all-encompassing.
How about soft rock? It wasn't adult contemporary, it was soft rock.
That just meant, like, it had a rock sound to it, but it was like maybe Phil Collins.
No guitar solos.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, office music. But we want to show a little attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been good.
The acoustic Kenny, Pour Some Sugar on Kenny Me by G. Def Leppard, something like that.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, wow.
No.
There's a text that says, my great aunt knows Miss Rose. She is 95. Well, I said that. Thanks for the confirmation. Jesus.
I think she's a liar.
I think people sometimes think I'm an a-hole. I thank you. I should not be so crass.
Do you think we can get her? Like, obviously, probably not on video, but...
I'd love to. I'd love to hear the difference between North and South.
I mean, 95 years old, I'm sure she's still kind of with it. You know, she could talk to us for a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I will holler at this lady on the text and ask her if she can ask her great-aunt. That'd be a tough one there.
If you know where she
lives. Talk to your 90-year-old great-aunt. Ask that other 95-year-old woman. She'll come on this radio show.
Oh! You want me to call the radio?
Do I have to drive down now, or can I call into the radio show?
Can I call the one I got, or I have to use another one?
I love that tone, though. I do, and I feel like it's going to be gone. I feel like it's going to be
gone. We can ask her what she thinks about Bill Cosby now, or if you ever try anything with him.
Oh, Lord.
Southern women, go back to your roots. Don't try to be like, an influencer voice, or you know what I'm saying, those kind of things. You don't talk like that.
Don't do it.
You don't do it.
He was such a gentleman.
I denounce right now enunciating words. I denounce it right now. No more.
They're ahead of you.
It's a control by the man.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines today brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, a Danish zoo asked people to do the unthinkable.
pay to get in.
Fringe kiss the monkeys.
No, shock the monkeys.
Don't make up with animals.
And to shock the monkeys.
No, not even.
Give the monkeys a shocker.
Nailed it. No. So a Danish zoo is facing backlash for asking people to donate their pets so they can be eaten by lions and other apex predators. They don't accept cats or dogs, just rabbits, chickens, guinea pigs, and small horses.
Oh, man.
What's that going to feed a lion for, like, a couple days?
I laugh on the inside when I hear guinea pigs.
Just sitting around with chains and tracksuits on, talking about whatever.
It put me on desk job because I accidentally shot that guy.
So they're doing
this. So with that.
They're appealing on Facebook, asking people to bring in their animals so they can be murdered.
They want to feed us to a lion. You believe that? So with that.
People are losing their minds.
She got a Pidgey pig with a toothpick in his ear.
We're riding around in a Kia Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those commercials?
I don't even thought
of that.
Were
those hamsters that were driving those?
I think it was.
Were they going to Richard Gere's house? I don't know.
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, look, it's been 50 years.
Somebody else shove a hamster up your ass, you can be the new poster boy for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, so they only accept healthy ones. And before your animal is like devoured by a lion, it will be put to sleep.
If that's going to be one of the all advices today, I'm going to tell them yes.
Should they take their pet?
Should they shove the hamster where the sun don't shine? I'm like, yeah, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need somebody else to take that over.
God, man.
I don't think a lion would eat that.
Well, you know, and the thing with Richard Gere is that he was like the guy of the time, like officer and a gentleman. Like every woman swooned over him. And I think that was a rumor started by jealous men. Almost like the Dave Matthews
But that called a lot of steam. I mean, it called a lot of steam.
Pre-internet, all rumors did, though, man. Like the Rod Stewart thing with, you know, going to the hospital and having to get his guts.
I couldn't imagine.
Pumped out or whatever it was.
This is,
I heard that for the first time in church.
Not
from a preacher, but like some kid at church. I was a kid also, I should point out.
Did you hear about all Rod?
I remember going out of town when I was a kid, because I'd have to leave here in the summer and come back, and my pets weren't there when I got back. Like, my mom got rid of our pets all the time.
What, you like basic house pets? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
you have a guinea pig or a hamster?
No, but I had a bird, but I think that she forgot.
I have two.
She forgot to feed the bird, so Petey passed away.
Petey the bird.
Petey the bird.
So I couldn't imagine what it'd be like if people are like gathering up their guinea pigs, because usually kids get things like that.
Why are they called that? I don't want to look it up.
They're from New Guinea.
That's the only real reason I can think why they would be called
that. You know what? I'm interested. I'll do it. But I know that it's spelled Guinea.
Like, I know why they're called mini donkeys, because they are little.
It kind of makes sense, right?
The tiny horses are adorable, and I'd give anything to have one. But I don't think I thought that may keep that on my patio.
His horse stay on the patio. It might. I knew the guy who had his horse and lassoed to the tree in the front yard.
Oh,
he could just walk in circles all day.
Despite their name, guinea pigs are not native to Guinea, nor are they even closely related to pigs. Instead, they're from the Andes Mountains in South America, where wild guinea pigs can still be found today.
That's where the mints are.
Ah, I know, the Andes.
But they smell
and
good.
Also, Andy Cap is from there.
Now they decided they'd be great pets.
Use some Andy Mints.
Like,
so random.
You know, in a cold place like that, you got to kind of wonder, were those two crossover? Yeah, I think you know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the term, a wild hare crawl up your ass. That literally comes from olden days where.
Really does.
Where animals would get so cold.
They crawl into your sleeping bag.
No, to your butt.
Yeah, right up in there. What other warm place would they go?
An orifices.
Yeah.
It's very lovely.
Love that show. Yeah, so I wonder now if that's what they did. Like maybe hikers and stuff said, oh, come here, little guinea pig. You cold.
Oh, come here.
Crawl up my rectum. Damn near killed him.
Did you ever have a class pet you could take home?
No.
We had a guinea pig in elementary school.
Everybody got to take it home?
Yeah, you got to take your turns on the weekends. And
who killed it?
Special kid in the class. No. Like it didn't come back.
No. Oh no.
He shouldn't have been in our class anyway, to be fair to him.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say that's
we're like,
were you in there or was he in yours?
He was the only messed up one in the class.
But oh, you shouldn't say messed up.
Don't let him take the pig home.
No. Poor pig.
I'm sure he came around now. His condition, I mean.
I saw an awful
maybe he hit his head as a kid. I don't know.
It said this woman walk into like the host of the restaurant, you know, the host, it's the server or whatever.
A little stand.
And says, hi, do you have any specials? And the manager walks away and brings the dishwasher up there.
That's messed up, man. That's
all messed up. You know, specials. I didn't think it was very funny.
Because Paige has hostess.
I thumbed downed it.
History. She used to be a hostess.
I thumbed downed it. I didn't report it, but I thumbed down.
Sounds like something she would do.
Yeah.
To go in and ask for something. I usually call ahead.
Or to go get the special.
Special.
It had an R in
really
the back.
Good.
It's weird. Like, what was it song? Lady, you're special.
Oh, what was it?
The funnest thing.
You're special to me.
I did
Christy
there.
Bell? Lady in Red?
It wasn't Christy Bell.
I had to clear out all the A1 steak sauce for the restaurant. because we ran out.
Oh, you used that cheap stuff, didn't you? The imitation stuff.
Oh, you refill it with that generic crap.
No, it's A1 original. So I had to go get all that.
It's used as high as 57.
I've been in restaurants where they'll turn the label away from you so you can't see. It'll be in the same color scheme as A1.
Yeah.
But it'll just say
that blue and white
sauce.
Do you ask him to turn it around so you can see?
No, I turned around myself. I said, I asked for A1, not steak sauce.
Cheap ass restaurant. I'm already paying out to ask for a steak.
Do you have Dr. Pepper? No, we have
Dr.
root beer.
Root beer. All right, Paige is not bringing me my rolls in time.
I'll bring you your rolls on time, Mr. Man.
So I got to sit here.
As soon as you sit down.
Wait on my steak. Got to wait on the sauce. The jobber sauce you're trying to give me.
Let's just throw our peanut shells on the floor. Screw it. Make her clean them up.
Your red shirts. That's what you wear, red shirts.
Yeah.
In this particular
place. You commie bastards.
All right, then. Well, did you know that drivers going 1 mile per hour below the speed limit could face jail time in this area? And that would be Louisiana. They're banning drivers from driving below the speed limit in the left lane on the highway. And you can get cited or even jailed for being 1 mile per hour under.
I tell you, it absolutely comes with age where you start to appreciate good driving and despise those that do not. I'm not trying to do an impression of Rain Man, but I'm an excellent driver. And I'm really good defensive driver. I don't freak out and lose my mind.
You got to be these days. You have to drive defensively.
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely.
I'm at the age where I'll compliment people on random stuff. You ever do that? Like when you're out in public? Like, hey, man, that's a nice way you parked right there. Or it could be whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you dish out more compliments now as you get older.
Parking is a skill. I see many people can't figure that out.
They can't really. And then you want to leave them a note.
So much of that. Like, there's a way that I come to work every day that is a no turn on red. No turn on red. It says it plain
right
as day.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get these J-offs that are, I'm not comfortable saying the word jerk. These J-offs are just still turning on red. And I'm like, well, it makes me want to break the law too, but I won't do it.
You just want to say, what word don't you understand on that sign?
Well, it is a tiny sign. It's right there in front of the chocolate shop on 291.
Yep.
Lake Forest Shopping Center. Always just turning on red. And I'm like,
They don't care.
Stop.
They'll get ass-ended and see if they care then.
Yeah. Make you have to call Rob. Ha ha.
Yeah. And if you got bit by a dog after you got in a wreck, Rob can handle both.
Oh, yeah. Boy. And if Fat Boy is so mad at you, he shoves a G-peg up your rectum, well, at least it was warm.
I've got Rob on retainer at that point. You can't call him then.
Oh, really?
If it involves
I thought you had braces.
There's some 12-year-old metal mouth.
He's laughing about
laughing
that.
His ass off from school.
I got braces, too.
I got a retainer, too. That's cool.
He's got more rubber bands than an Office Depot.
My teeth hurt. All right, well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
I've noticed that more and more when you're talking about people with the...
Spit string.
Ugh. I saw one the other night at the thing we were at, Paige, and I'm
take
like,
a drink.
Dude, have a sip of something. You got...
You don't have to.
It's like spider webs in the corner of his mouth, but it's made with slobber.
It's usually nerds with braces that have them, but yeah, some adults too.
Let's call them slobber webs. Can we name them slobber webs?
I'm going to
write
that
down.
And
that's awful, man.
Slobber webs.
I like it. It's catchy.
I really liked him on our first date until I noticed slobber webs.
Right. I said, man, I like your braces. Oh, they're not braces. I'm just cotton mouth.
Take a sip.
Yeah.
Quit talking so much, pothead.
Mm-hmm.
Take a drink.
Pothead.
There's so much cotton mouth.
I would think it would be more like pill related or something.
Oh, does that happen with pills, really?
I thought that was what made the people. Is in there licking the lips and
sucking the teeth?
Is that what it is?
Let me hold a dollar.
What makes them grind their teeth?
The speed.
Well, hell, I do that in my sleep. I must pop a couple before I go to bed at night. I don't even know.
You see the meme of the guy, the dentist says, you've been grinding in your sleep, and he says, thanks, big dog. Means he's working hard.
Never not working.
It's hard not to grind in your sleep, though.
I don't think I do, man.
Or
I'm not a grinder.
I'm a clencher.
Paige and I have worked together well because I bump. And then she grinds.
Yeah.
We got to work together.
Yeah.
And he nay-nays over there. I don't know.
Well, that's because I'm whooping him.
She's been on the whipping nay-nay here for a few days.
It I noticed that.
Like it goes up a lot.
You must have heard it in the car or drove by and says, what are they doing? Let me pull out my Google Lens.
I think she just saw it. She'll see Stanky Leg next, and that's all we'll hear about.
See, if Google Lens can do that where I can record young youth dancing and it'll tell me what the dance is, that would be innovative.
What is really this would. Dance?
That's the Watusi.
That's the broken leg, not the stinky leg.
That's the stinky leg.
That's the goober leg.
They are crip walking. thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Have you seen you keep seeing the Chuck E. Cheese videos where he's crip walking the character himself?
Yeah. I mean, how it was clearly after hours, right? It looked like kid's birthday party.
Really? It does. So do they let Chuck E. Cheese just dance however he wants during a parties?
I don't know. Not?
It's good, too. He's, really good doing it.
Oh, yeah. He gets down real low in that thing where they do the leg on the side. My body don't turn that way. All right. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
So we'll talk about Brock Lesnar, how he was, from a legal standpoint, how he was able to return. There might be some resolution in his future, which didn't even address it last night. I know you got to be a special attraction. You don't want to burn up all your TV appearances.
Yeah.
But not even a mention of any of it last night.
Oh, they didn't mention him at all?
No.
Really?
Well, briefly that he came back, but everything's going to be – SmackDown this week's going to be the better show. Cody Rhodes, Cena, all that gets handled.
Yeah.
Last night it was more Seth Rollins. He was the focus.
Yeah.
And a return that I didn't really care much about, but I guess, Nikki Bella and Becky Lynch will be a thing in the future.
She's still in great shape, and I think the part of the reason she left for a little while was because of Cena. So maybe now he's retiring and leaving. She's like, all right, I'll come back now.
Were they an item?
Oh, she used that last night. That was a little cheap heat from Becky Lynch, making fun of her about Cena, and it popped the crowd huge, man.
Oh wow,
it's that Maya Rudolph effect, She kept coming back to SNL after she left.
Uh huh.
That's what Nikki Bella's doing. you can stay going or not. I thought you were retired. You're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning's in the Hall of Fame. He can't just come back two games a year and just throw touchdowns.
No. Well, he's too busy making every show on Netflix now. Show on Netflix is either Peyton Manning or Adam Sandler.
You notice that? Unreal's him, too?
Oh, yeah. That's the last thing in every commercial in between.
Where did this come from Peyton Manning? Nobody ever thought, TV, production was in his future.
Well, they used to show movies on his forehead. It was a small child. So really got it.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, 49 years ago, 1976, the NBA merged with the ABA. And, they absorbed the Denver Nuggets, the Indiana Pacers, the Spurs, and the Nets. They were New Jersey Nets back. New York Nets, excuse me. Then they moved to New Jersey. Then Hova moved them to Brooklyn.
Yeah, right. That billionaire from Russia moved them.
Yeah, and then Prokhorov, then he sold it.
Yeah.
He was bored by the entire league. He's like, I want to get out of the NBA altogether. He sold him to Tsai, the Chinese businessman.
Oh, okay. The one who did Wampum Gangstyle?
No, that's a different one. It might be his nephew, but besides the reason, KD wanted to go to Brooklyn because he wants to expand his footprint in the business world and wanted to pick his brain about how to make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Well, you got people to handle that for you.
He should go on Shark Tank.
Tsai's worth $11.3 billion.
Wow. He did something right.
A lot of money. 61 years old, too, so. He founded a Chinese multinational technology company. Alibaba Group. Ever heard of them?
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
Alibaba. You know them as...
Jump training.
Timu.
I always say it wrong. And people,
what is it?
Temu. It's supposed to be.
Tamu?
Temu.
What about the other one? Shane? Is that how you say that one?
Shane?
So
Brock Lesnar came back Sunday at SummerSlam. They flew him in overnight.
The Beast Incarnate.
Yep. Hit him from talent. Made Michael Cole cuss, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was.
So, evidently, now look, this is according to dirt sheets. And there's one dirt sheeter. And we're not talking about Wade Keller from The Torch.
No.
Talk about old Meltzer. Meltzer claims that Lesnar's been cleared to return up to a month ago. And evidently he was on Cena's wish list of final opponents.
Hmm.
So they worked it out that way. But they did cancel every post-SummerSlam press conference to, I guess, because they didn't want to answer questions about texts that are resurfacing. Somebody sent me a text saying, hey, look at the text that are resurfacing about.
Someone sent you a text?
Yeah. Someone we know. It may or may not be Russian.
Oh.
It said, look what cities mentioned in these texts. As far as like Vince texting the chick.
Is it Greenville?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, so Brock was here. You need to take a flight to Greenville to see Brock.
Wow.
So according to that, to you know, as pertaining to that situation, legalese as far as Brock goes.
Yeah.
Some people were saying that this looks like it's headed to arbitration. As far as Brock and the goes in the lawsuit.
You know, watching the Mr. McMahon documentary series, whatever, on Netflix, Cena kind of stayed protective of Vince McMahon.
Yep.
Like he, I mean, you know, he said, you know, these allegations, you know, bad or whatever, but the guy himself was great to me, and I can't say a bad thing about him.
I don't know much about Nick Khan as far as he, like, what he thinks about this whole situation with Vince. But they played it up for storyline purposes that he reached out to Brock a couple weeks ago to tell him to come home.
Come home.
To WWE.
Oh, man.
So this whole thing is, they're saying Brock could probably not face any prosecution. But look, he wasn't named initially, but when they re-amended the suit, he was named.
Yeah.
So they were saying that he was, she was being allegedly trafficked to him, like to be presented to him, but like nothing that, like that ever happened that we know of.
Right.
There were just messages back and forth.
About the one text where he like made a pretty weird demand or request, and I don't know, man. It's just, people that are into that kind of stuff, they're just their own type of people. I mean,
it's about domination, right? Like that's got to be all that's about.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like some kind of, and I'm not like, it sounds like some kind of mental illness. It's some kind of childhood trauma.
It's got to be.
I don't know what that is and how the two go together, but it just does not make sense to my feeble brain.
You know what sucks? It's going to cost Brock some money more than likely if it goes to arbitration, but maybe what he's coming back for this short little run will cover it.
You think Rena said, hey, look, if you want me to dye my hair brunette now, I want a ginger.
It's only fair.
Mark Marrow can never pull that off, so I want to date a ginger or married to a ginger.
He did something, man, because he had
a reality
series. Put some boots hat on and his red hair.
Yeah.
She got tired of Mark Marrow looking like Little Richard, I guess.
Yeah. You almost said Johnny B. Bad.
I know. It was
one in the same.
He said put some boot hat.
He's got his little feather sticking out of him.
That's so cute.
We out of here.
Yeah, it was
if I gotta be
honest,
strange
look.
I'm glad he's back. But it's just self-serving for me. Like, I want to see good matches.
Yeah. 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 I mean, not, you know.
Why would you want to see bad ones?
Like, you know, I want good talent back. I can easily overlook. I can overlook some people's misgivings if it benefits me and my entertainment. Like, honestly.
Well, I mean.
You're too kind.
Depending on, you know, what it is.
Right.
And like we said before, we're only hearing about this because Vince didn't pay.
That's.
What do you mean he doesn't pay?
He like did not make a payment. She was fine with everything until he quit making a payment of the hush money. And then that's when she got an attorney. But even then, what does it matter? Like, you know, Stormy Daniels took the hush money and still wrote a book.
Yep.
Like, that's almost like, I don't want to say that, but that's bad. That's bad morals, character.
She got bad advice, too.
Yeah, I'll hush. I'll hush for X amount of dollars. Take that money. No, I won't hush.
I ain't going to do it. I don't know who she thought she was going to burn. Like, did she think she was big enough to take him down?
I don't know.
She got very bad advice when it comes to that.
Very much so. We out of here, man.
Got to go.
We got to go.
All this stuff's bad, though.
Like we were saying at the very beginning of the show, it is a special, special day. It is the All Advice Show.
Yay.
And that will start up right now. 1-800-774-0093. one more time. 1-800-774-0093. Any kind of advice you need. And for those of you like, man, life's good. You know, it's like that song. Life's been good to me.
Yeah.
You know what?
I love that song.
Well, tell somebody, like, you know somebody that's in shambles. Tell them to call us.
That's true. If you're tired of somebody at work constantly saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Tell them to call us. Now, if they get arrested or something, they call Rob. But if they need advice, they call the Rise Guys. 1-800-774-0093.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.